From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. It's a deep freeze in the east today, but National Weather Service forecaster Bob Orovec says temperatures should start rising tomorrow as an Arctic front moves through.
It looks like today or this morning will be the coldest day as we go on to the next day. Temperatures will still be cold, but as we go on to Monday night and early Tuesday, they will not be as cold as tonight.
Orovec says Saranac Lake, New York, posts 35 degrees below zero this morning, and many other places across the Northeast are also below zero. As the Obama administration turns its focus from economic stimulus, more specifically to job creation, a new survey of business economists seems to provide some reason for hope. As NPR's Jack Spear reports, a poll of members conducted by the National Association for Business Economics finds many analysts predict better conditions in the year ahead.
Economists taking part in the survey are by and large more upbeat about the year ahead. More than half expect GDP to grow 2 to 3%, while 1 in 5 believe growth will clock it in an even stronger 3 to 4% rate. And the percentage of firms reporting increases in the size of their labor forces was more than double the level of just a year ago. The survey also showed firms' profit margins expanding for a 6th straight quarter. The more upbeat assessment comes as President Obama has appointed the head of General Electric, Jeffrey Immelt, to head his new Council on Jobs and Competitiveness. Jack Spear, NPR News, Washington.
Mr. Obama says he'll talk about boosting the job market and the overall economy in his State of the Union address tomorrow. Earlier tomorrow, the Conference Board reports on consumer confidence, and figures on new home sales and quarterly economic growth are also due out this week. Two bombings in Iraq have left at least 14 people dead today. The bombings in Karbala target Shiite pilgrims taking part in a major religious ritual. The relatives of a young woman in eastern Pakistan are suspected of electrocuting her for marrying a man against their wishes. From Islamabad, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports a village council is said to have ordered the punishment for the so-called dishonoring of the woman's family.
A senior police officer in Bahawalpur in southern Punjab said the medical reports show that 17-year-old Saima Bibi had been given electric shocks. The family claimed she had poisoned herself because she did not want to marry the man proposed by her family. Police say the girl's uncle and father have been arrested. It is the latest incident of what one human rights group called an alarming increase in honor killings in Pakistan. Suspicion of marital infidelity, premarital sex, flirting, and not following codes of conduct laid down by male relatives can be perceived as impugning the family honor. A recent report by the Human Rights Commission of Pakistan states that nearly 650 women were killed in the name of honor in 2009. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.
Jared Loughner, the man accused of trying to assassinate Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, faces a court hearing in Phoenix today. This is NPR News. The Super Bowl is set. The Pittsburgh Steelers will face the Green Bay Packers in a Super Bowl for the third time in 6 years. The Steelers quarterback Ben Roethlisberger scored a touchdown on the opening drive against the New York Jets to gain momentum.
That was the key. We wanted to get off to a fast start. Give the Jets a lot of credit and Coach Ryan, because the second half on them on defense, they came out and threw a lot of different things at us and kind of put a damper on the way we were kind of moving it on offense. So give them credit for slowing us down the second half.
The Super Bowl is in Dallas on February 6th. One of America's most famous fitness advocates for devoting his life to making Americans fit and healthy has died at the age of 96. Jack LaLanne suffered complications from pneumonia, died at his California home. As NPR's Tom Goldman reports, LaLanne's daily exercise and nutrition TV show ran for more than 3 decades, starting in the 1950s.
Equal parts drill sergeant and sunny optimist, Jack LaLanne practically jumped off TV screens with his energetic exercise routines. His own story was an inspiration to any couch potato. A self-described sugarholic, he turned his life around at 15 after listening to a health nutritionist talk about the transformative power of exercise and proper food. In a 2004 interview with NPR, 89-year-old LaLanne said from that moment, he never missed a day of healthy living.
It's my religion. It's my life. That's why I was put on this earth. I believe this, to help people. I enjoy it.
Yesterday, his wife of more than 50 years, Elaine, said in a statement, "I have not only lost my husband and a great American icon, but the best friend and most loving partner anyone could ever hope for." Tom Goldman, NPR News.
This is NPR News from Washington.